Good morning, Audio Boo. It's Saturday, the 31st of May, 2014. Darren and I are off to Great Yarmouth shortly to have something to eat and do some shopping. I just want to take a moment to remember Darren's nan who passed... Oh, now my voiceover talks. Who passed away, sadly, on the 31st of May, 2007, I think. And we saw her in the Easter. In fact, quite a bit happened that year, because that year was when my first guide dog, Honey, retired in the August of that year. And tomorrow will actually be Honey's birth, well, would have been Honey's birthday. And ironically, the day Darren and I got engaged in 2008. But I will talk about that on a boo tomorrow. But I just wanted to take a moment to remember Peggy. Although I didn't know her that well. I found that apparently she liked me.
She did.
And I knew her for a short time, but she was lovely. She was a very kind lady. Quite elderly at the time. She was 79 when she died, I think. Yeah, she was. But her health did start to fail, but she still loved life, and you can tell that. When she could, she always got out and about and did things, and apparently she used to whiz around in her scooter. She had a mobility scooter.
Mini float.
Mini float, yeah. Because they're silent.
Not only that, because they're battery operated like milk floats are.
Oh, right. I never knew they were called that. But yeah, so she sadly died on the 31st of May, and that was a Thursday. I don't know what... I was up here for some reason. But I don't know whether it's because I was unwell or I took some time off. I'm not sure which now.
It was Whitsun week, so you took that week off.
And basically, we had a call about 9:30, 10 o'clock. And it was Darren's dad to tell him, or his mum, I think. I'm not sure which. One of them. To tell Darren that Nana died. And she died peacefully, apparently. Well, so it seems.
She went to sleep and that was it.
Yeah, basically. Oxygen didn't reach her brain. There was a, I don't know, valve that something happened or other. And she was sitting in her conservatory. I think it was a conservatory.
Yeah, it was.
At the front. In a chair where it was very sunny, and she just and she had a cup of tea and some cake in front of her, which she was meant to have, and she just sat in her chair and fell asleep, and that was it. She never woke up. Friend or a neighbour, well, I suppose friend and neighbour of hers, obviously walked past and saw her still sitting there from when he'd seen her before, and obviously could get into her property, which was a good thing. And pressed her lifeline because she had one and she was wearing it. So it wasn't a case that she didn't use it or didn't have it to hand. She had her lifeline and pressed it. She didn't press it. But the guy pressed it and they tried to
resuscitate.
Tell him what to do to resuscitate, and obviously, unfortunately, it didn't work. And she apparently was just laying there with her mouth open like she'd gone to sleep. And Darren's parents apparently have a photo of her like that, which they took the Christmas before when she fell asleep in her chair. And that's what happened on that Thursday, the 31st of May. I went to a funeral, and it was a nice funeral, as nice as funerals can be. And Eden decided that he was going to get on the seat. of the funeral car. And when he got on the seat, because you see, in Darren's mum's car, it was quite small, so he had to get on the seat. That was their decision, that's why.
It was a big dog in a small car.
And basically, he decided, oh, well, another seat, another car. So he got in, and Darren's mum kept telling him to down. So the more she was telling him down, the more he was making himself comfortable on the chair. It wasn't funny, but it was. It wasn't meant to be funny, but it was very funny. So he was, if you could hear him going, oh, that's what he would have been doing. He was just sprawling out on the chair. So in the end, I went off. So I kept out of it for a while. Darren was at the front, and I was sort of at the back with Darren's mum and dad and Eden. So he got off. And he went, right, okay, now I'm going to pay you back. So he sat in front of me and pushed himself right against my legs. I say, right, well, if I've got to sit on the floor, you can be squished for the privilege. So I said, okay, thanks. So, yeah, that was Eden then having his part to play. And he had a little bow tie that went on his collar. It's quite sweet. Anyway, folks, I've said probably as much as I can on the subject for now. So I will publish this boo and I'll speak to you once I am in Yarmouth. Speak soon. Bye.